Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Moms and dads, grandma, grandpa, nana, boys and girls, aunts and dads. I'd just like to say that. My goodness. I am so excited with this wonderful, wonderful weather. And I also have this great guest. And you're going to be able to find out how wonderful she is. She's got the greatest smile. And her name, boys and girls, will be, we'll introduce her to you just a little bit. But right now, how is your day? How is your time to be able to come to Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories? Because it means that it must be time to go to bed. Uh-oh, what will that mean? But not quite yet, because you're looking outside and you're seeing that the sun is still out. It's staying out longer. School is winding down. Flowers are coming up, and our guest, Emily, is going to do her best thing and tell us what she does with her family. And I want to say hello, Emily.
Hi, Sheila. How are you?
Oh, Aunt Jill is doing so wonderful. She's so thrilled that you are here with us and going to share with the boys and girls.
Oh, I'm very excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we're happy to have you in Bedtime Land. Now, I know, Emily, that you probably were a very easy child to go to bed, and your mom and dad didn't have any trouble in trying to get you to go to sleep. Is that true?
For the most part, that's pretty true. I was pretty tired by the end of the day, playing out in the sun and being in the water.
Well, that's what we have to do with these boys and girls. That was the one thing that you said was a clue. Tired. And I think a lot of them are not tired yet. So, guess what we have to do? Guess what our number one task is what?
Do you have to brush your teeth?
Yeah. And we've got to get them tired. But how do you do all this? How do you know that you should brush your teeth? Or maybe you should find your slippers first? Or maybe you should comb your hair? Or how would you know?
I used to like to start with a bedtime story.
Yes, that is definitely really good. And since we're heard all over, some boys and girls aren't quite ready to go to bed yet because they are still wide awake and running around all over the place. And I wonder if you have ever heard boys and girls running around, not quite ready to go to sleep because they're full of energy. So we want to be able to get them ready for bed. But you know, in order to get ready for bed, you have to really believe in yourself. And you also have to know when it's time to go to bed. And that's, I think, the best thing that parents can do is help you find out when that time is. So right now, I'm hearing some children that are outside in California, and it's bright. There's no sign of the sun coming down. They are definitely getting ready. Well, they don't sound like they're ready to go to bed to me. Do they sound that ready to you, Emily?
No, they sound like they're having a lot of fun out there.
They are. And we want to show them that they can have a lot of fun in getting prepared for bed. And just like you talked about, that brushing your teeth, finding your slippers. Oh, you definitely have to find your teddy bear. And there's so many things. How do you know what things you do first? Well, you know what we do at Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories, Emily?
What do you do?
We listen to a bedtime list, and that will help you know what exactly to do.
I like it.
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep, so what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
Check that off your list. I said my prayers with PJs on. I brush my teeth. Now can I sleep?
quite a list.
I love that song, though. That was quite the list.
Oh, it is. I'm so glad that you love it. And I hope that the boys and girls out there love it, too.
It sounded very helpful.
It is very helpful because that sounds like a lot of things to do. Thank goodness we have Mommy and Daddy and aunts and uncles and Nana and Poppy to be there to help us to remember all of that. Oh, my goodness. That's so much to do. And we know what the theme today is, road trip. And can you imagine if we have to do all of that, having that long list, how will it be in going on a road trip? All the things that you need to be able to take with you to make you feel comfortable. Well, that's why we are here to talk to you a little later on about the road trip and what that means. I know, boys and girls, you've probably had that. And there's so many things and so many places that you could go on a road trip. And especially since the weather is getting warm, it's a lot more fun to get on the road with your brothers and sisters, and you might even take your pet Papa with you. Sounds like fun.
I'm ready.
I think there's some that are ready too. And they are already packing and getting things ready to be able to go. That's going to be a road trip, and a road trip means that, boys and girls, does that mean that you will be really good on the road? Does that mean that you get to bring your favorite trips? No, not trips, treats. I am so funny that I said that. But you know what? You know why I'm so funny? Because I really need to make sure that I have a bath, my bubble bath. Because guess what that does? It makes me relax. And I wonder if that does that the same thing for you too, boys and girls. Guess what I bring to my bathtub? I bring a rubber ducky. And I know that you bring it too, because a lot of you call in and tell me that you have your rubber ducky and you can't take a bath without the rubber ducky. So you know, boys and girls, when you listen to Angela's Bedtime Stories, that we have to hear the rubber ducky song. So boys and girls, get ready. Here we go. Rubber ducky. Why? Oh. Here we go, Rubber Ducky, by the Cedar Mont Kids.
Here I am in the bathtub again. I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo. I got my washcloth. And I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. But you know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Let's sing about him now. Ah. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Vo-vo-vo-dee-o. Rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make rubber ducky,
oh,
you're my very best friend, it's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rubber dub dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine. I'm lucky that you're mine.
Oh, boys and girls, are you getting wet? And soon you'll be dried off. And we have so many great books to read from you. Lots of things that you can be able to identify with or know that this happened to you. Or if it hasn't happened to you, know that it soon will happen to you. We have Emily that's going to read us one of her favorite books. Emily, can you tell the boys and girls exactly what is your favorite book that you loved to hear when you were little?
One of my favorite books that I love to hear is one that I'm actually going to be reading today to you guys. And it's called Oh, the Places You Will Go by Dr. Seuss.
Oh, my goodness. I wonder what that means. The places you'll go, that means that we're going to go someplace.
Absolutely.
And that's perfect for a road trip, isn't it?
It is. I love road trips. I've had a lot of fun with my parents going to fun places around the United States.
Wow. Did you ever go in a car?
I did. We used to drive up to Maine to go visit my grandfather, and we would have a ton of fun. We'd sing songs, and we would stop and have a nice lunch and a picnic on our way up to go see my grandfather.
Wow, that does sound fun. Did you even play games?
We did. We would play I Spy with my little eye.
Oh, that is our favorite song, isn't it, boys and girls? We love to play that game. And I know that you played it, too, with your brothers and sisters, or maybe your mommy or daddy, or maybe even your friends going on road trips. I think that we're in for a big treat. We already heard from Emily telling us the fun that she had when she went on a road trip. Emily, do you think we should have a song or do we listen to a book first? What do you think we should do for the kids?
I think we should have a song and then a book.
I agree. And boys and
what's
girls,
your favorite
with this song? Oh, I'm sorry.
What's your favorite song that you're going to play next?
Well, I'm going to play a song called The Road Trip by Sweet Colleen. And she's going to kind of tell you about how it is to have a road trip going with your parents. Can you imagine? Suitcases, the dogs, going to the beach, doing all these lovely, lovely things. Treats. Well, let's hear from Sweet Colleen.
Got some big old plans to make. Going on a road trip, going on a road trip. Tell me, what are you gonna take? Gonna take my brother,
Slugbug, no punchbacks,
on my big old road trip. We're going on a road trip, going on a road trip. Got some big old plans to make. Going on a road trip, going on a road trip. Tell me, what are you gonna take? Gonna take my brother,
Slugbug, no punchbacks,
gonna take my sister,
ouch, dad,
on my big old road trip. We're going on a road trip, going on a road trip. Got some big old plans to make. We're going on a road trip, going on a road trip. Tell me, what are you gonna take? Gonna take my brother,
Slugbug, no punchback,
gonna take my sister,
ouch, dad,
gonna
take my dad.
Keep it down back there, kids.
On my big old road trip. We're going on a road trip, going on a road trip. Got some big old plans to make. We're going on a road trip, going on a road trip. Tell me, what are you gonna take? Gonna take my sister.
Slug bug, no punchback.
Gonna take my brother. Gonna take my dad.
Keep it down back there, kids.
Gonna take my mom.
Who wants some licorice?
On my big old road trip.
Well, Emily, you didn't have brother or sister going with you. You only had your mom and dad. So you didn't get a chance to punch them or... say, get over. You missed that.
I had a dog, though. Two dogs.
Wow.
So they tried to hog up. I would love to read a book to you guys.
Oh, I would love to hear that, too. But just like what you said, even the dogs, you don't even have to be... brother or sister, the dogs even try to hog up the room, too.
They did.
So what are you going to read to the boys and girls?
I am going to read All the Places You Will Go by Dr. Seuss. Would you like me to begin?
Oh, yes. I'm so excited. And a lot of them already, you know what, Emily? They're really ready because they've already had their bath, and I even see some with a bottle, and I even see some, I see right over there, there's a favorite panda bear. That's with Susan. They're ready. Here they are.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Congratulations. Today is your day. You're off to great places. You're off and away. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself in any direction you choose. You're on your own, and you know what you know, and you are the guy who will decide where to go. You look up and down streets, look them over with care, and some of you will say, I don't choose to go there. With your head full of brains and your shoes full of feet, you're too smart to go down any not-so-good street. And you might not find any you'll want to go down. In that case, of course, you'll head straight out of town. It's opener there in the wide open air. Out there, things can happen, and frequently do, to people as brainy and as footsy as you. And when things start to happen, don't worry, don't stew. Just go right along. You'll start happening, too. Oh, the places you will go. And that's one of my favorite books by Dr. Seuss.
Oh, and I know that a lot of the boys and girls have heard that story, too. And they want to hear it over and over and over again, so much till they can even say it without even reading the book.
I used to be able to do that when I was little.
Oh, see, boys and girls. You weren't the only one when it gets to be your favorite book. And when it's your favorite book, guess what? You always ask your mom or dad or babysitter to read that book over and over again. Because why? It's your favorite. Now, we are going to hear some other books. You know, what we were talking about is road trips. And road trips mean you're going someplace. And I have a book that's talking about beach day. And I think, Emily, you talked about going to the beach, too.
Yes, I used to love to go to the beach on my road trips with my doggies. I had two yellow labs, and they used to love to swim. Do you have any doggies?
I have two. I have a dog named Cuddles, and guess why I named him Cuddles? Because Cuddles loves to cuddle.
Oh.
And, yes, he is so adorable. And we also had a dog, Papa, and of course, Papa loves to take over.
I like that.
Right. And just like what you said with your dog, when you get into the car, they feel that the whole back seat is there.
They used to drool all over the windows.
I know. That's why no one wanted to be by the windows. Well, we have this book called Beach Day, and it is a wonderful book by the Little Golden Book. And it's by Fran Musquin. And I think you can understand and also feel very comfortable about this book because it is talking about the beach and going to the beach with your parents. Well, good morning, Daddy says. I open my eyes and the sun shines in. Daddy's face is sunny too and warm when I hug him. Remember, today is beach day, he says. Hooray, I shouted. I'm in my suit and Daddy's still washing the car. Swoosh. He shoots the hose at me. I run away, so he shoots water up to the tree. It makes the leaves shiny white. Want a drink, he asks. Oh, yes, and he swooshes a stream at me. Has that ever happened to you, boys and girls? Oh, I hear, oh, my goodness, that's Kaylin saying that his big brother even shoots the water hose at him. Well, let's get back to the story. Well, then Mommy splashed me up and down, and we tried to bounce Daddy, but he's too big. So we shake our hair all over him, just like our dog. Then by myself, I do blind man floats with my eyes open. When I come up, I see rainbows around Mommy and Daddy. Have you ever seen that, boys and girls? All of us float to the sand. Then Daddy buries me, so I'll drive fast. Then Mommy and I bury him. It takes a lot of sand. We get hungry and Daddy has to go for ice cream. Mine is lemon freeze wrapped in a napkin. I wonder, Emily, did you ever bury your Mommy and Daddy in the sand?
I did, and they actually buried me too.
That is so much fun. It's amazing how much sand it takes to bury someone.
I know, and how heavy the sand can get.
Oh, yes, you're right. How did you even get up?
They had to dig me out.
And the other thing that's so fun to do while you're at the beach is get seashells. So we get seashells too. Mine are gold and yellow and shiny like the sea. I put them in a plastic bag with water so they'll stay sunny forever. Now Daddy gets white shells like the gas station sign, and he jingles them from his pocket. I show Mommy mine when we get back, and Daddy gives his and bows. She laughs. Now after a while, Daddy says, well, I think it's time to go. I cry. I know, boys and girls, you do that too because it's sad to leave. But we know we'll be coming back soon. Our car is hot, so we go fast to make a breeze. Then the sun gets golden and it slides down the sky while we race it faster and faster and faster through the trees. Everything around us is glowing. We're going over a bridge and the water is gold and the sailboats are floating gold too. I pretend I'm so sleepy so Daddy can carry me upstairs. He steers me to bed. Give me a glass of water, I tell him. And that was in the boys and girls, wasn't that in our bedtime list? Haven't you swallowed enough today, he says. But he brings it. Then he whispers, good night, golden mermaid. Gloop, gloop, I whisper and hug him tight. Then I close my eyes till tasting the sea and rocking on the waves and floating to sleep in the night. Oh, Emily, when you come back from the beach, aren't you really tired?
I'm so tired. I love to take naps after I get back from the beach because I can still hear the waves when I start to drift off. But I always need to wash my feet because I always have sand stuck in my toes.
Oh, you're right. We forgot to talk about that. The sand in your toes. And in your hair and all in your bathing suit because your mommy and daddy have buried you. Well, I have another song that I would like to share with everyone because we're on a road trip. Now, where are we going to go? Well, this one is by the Little Beach, and it's called the Chinchilla Album, so see if you like that. Because this is a road trip, and a road trip means you go to different places. And it might mean that you have to stay at a hotel or a motel or with your family friends. So you're not in the same bed. And, Emily, do you know how that would probably be if you're someplace different than you're normally fall asleep in?
No, the phone keeps on breaking up.
And that's okay. But you know what? Sometimes you don't even know that you're going to be a little frightened because you've never been sleeping in anyone else's bed ever. So you're not too sure what you're going to expect. And what might be coming in the room when you're trying to go to sleep? Well, I have a book that might be telling you some of the things that happened to a very special little child who thought that they were seeing something in the night. Now, I know that's never happened to you, but this happened to this one little child named Oscar. He couldn't figure out why there was a cow under his bed. This is by Valerie Sherrard, and we're going to find out exactly what happened to him. And then we'll talk about sometimes road trips aren't all the time in cars. Sometimes a road trip can be on a train, and we'll read a book about that. But since we were talking about going on a road trip, and we already left from the beach to another place, let's see what could possibly happen. Here we go. And I know this is all of the imagination. Well, my name is Oscar Ollie Brown, and there are things that make me frown. That's eerie, annoying, and puzzled me because they're things I cannot see. The first one is especially strange, for a cow lives on a farm or a ranch. And yet each night when I'm in bed, one sneaks in here and licks my head. My mother tells me this isn't so. She combs my hair, it's red, you know. And every day while combing quick, Mom has to wet the comb and flick. A spot that's tickling in the air, she clicks her tongue. Your hair has a cow lick. And it's every day. Now this, now it's gone. It's ran away and off to play. A cow lick? Well, I've checked my closet and my drawer. I've looked while crawling on all fours. I've searched inside and shook my head. It must be underneath my bed. I've all but given up by now. I just can't seem to find this cow. And still each night with seedless green, it sticks its big old tongue at me. But if you think my only woe is this bovine, I'd have you know that other things I cannot see are sneaking up and messing me. Someday I'm trying to be good, just as my mother says I should. But when we're somewhere, a boy should sit and never squirm or move a bit. I tell myself I can't, I will. Sit quietly, stay calm and still. But though I do my very best, I'm bothered by another pest. For though I never mean to stir, especially when I've promised her that I won't move the slightest bit, the urge to squirm around will hit. And then my mother sighs and frowns. She tilts her head and leans it down. She whispers with the sternest glance, you must have ants inside your pants. Well, I never checked right there. You can imagine folks would stare, and by the time I get this peek, they're all escaping each little sneak. It's most perplexing, most unfair. I'm trying to sit still in a chair, and you have trouble too, perchance. You have ants inside your pants. But if you think my problem ends with ants and cows, then think again. It seems that though it can't be seen, there's one more creature cold and green. I'm telling you, this latest one, it's quite enough to make me run, to flee without my shoes or coat, because the frog is in my throat. It happened just the other day with something I begun to say, except when I began to speak, my words were just a creaky squeak. My mother heard it too. You see, she giggled. Then she said to me, a frog is in your throat, my lad. Don't alarm me. It's so bad. Mom is over there giggling. It's not so bad, she dared to say, while my poor head filled with dismay. What a dreadful news. I felt quite faint. As I checked out this odd complaint, I found a mirror looking inside. My mouth was open big and wide. I stretched it big and round, but there was no frog to be found. Now what's a boy supposed to do with all these creatures? I'll tell you, there's no escape. There's no chance at all when things you can't see come all to call. The ants that won't let me keep still, the cows and frogs that are invisible, but they exist, and this I know because my mother tells me so. The end. Wasn't that funny, Emily?
I love that book. That was great.
I know. A cowlick. And I'm sure you heard Ants in the Sand.
There's nothing worse than ants in the pants.
Oh, no, there isn't. And you try to sit still, but you can't.
No.
Right, and especially if you hear that there's ants in your pants. Oh, that's definitely going to make you not want to sit still. But I promised you there also is other ways that you can go on a road trip. You can go on a bus or you can go on a train. And I have a wonderful book that talks about going on a road trip on a train. Now, have you ever gone on a train, Emily?
I have. I used to take a train into work every day.
Wow, wasn't that so much fun?
It was. It was exciting. I would take it into New York City every morning and every night. I'd come home to Connecticut.
Wow, aren't you lucky? Boys and girls, did you hear that? Ooh. And Emily, guess what?
What?
He's already falling asleep. He's falling asleep again before we even fell asleep.
Good job, Bobby.
And his glasses are already on the floor.
He must have been tired from the beach.
Oh, he was. And his grandkids are still up looking at him.
That sounds like my grandpa.
Then you know exactly what they're saying when they see Grandpa fall asleep. They think that they don't have to go to bed. Well,
they get it.
Yes, you're right. Now, here's the book on terrific trains. It was by Tony Milton and Ann Parker. Big trains, small trains, old trains, rattling trains, and whistling. Choo-choo, choo-choo. Now, you know what it feels like, and you know what it sounds like, Emily, because you've gone on a train every day.
Yes, I do.
You get to hear the whistle blow. Well, starting from the station with the whistle and a hiss, steam trains huffing and puffing like this. Diesel trains rushing as they rattle down the line, warning us they're coming with a long, long whine. No wonder if the whining is like my baby sister. Well, metal wheels whirl as they whiz along the track. They shimmer and they swish with a slick, quickly clack. Coaches are coupled in a neat, long chain. And an engine pulls the coaches that makes a train. If a train meets a river or a valley or a ridge, the coaches rumble over a big, strong bridge. If a train meets a mountain, it doesn't have to stop. It travels through a tunnel and the ears go pop. And the coaches have to hold some. That is like, boys and girls, when everyone wants to go to the bathroom and there's only one bathroom. Is there a switch in your house? Well, when the rail meets the road, there's a crossing with a gate. The train rushes through while the traffic has to wait. Trains travel anytime, even very late. This train's delivering a big load of freight. This train's for passengers, all aboard! Boys and girls, they're getting ready for a road trip. It's ready at the station, all aboard, and wave goodbye. We're going on vacation. Woo! Boys and girls.
That was a good one.
Yes, yes. And Emily knows exactly how they feel. And sometimes that motion makes you fall asleep, doesn't it, Emily?
It does, especially on the longer train rides. It's very soothing.
Yes, it is. It's almost just like being in a rocking chair or being in a cradle. It makes you fall asleep. Well, let's see if we have one more road trip song to make sure that we're all going to be on board and we want to hear what it says. Boys and girls, do you hear any of these songs? Do you know any of these songs? Does your mommy and daddy play these songs when you're going on a road trip? Well, Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories with Emily, they play these songs. And here we go on a road trip. And we will see you right there. Going on a road trip. Ooh. I think I know exactly why some of you are saying, what does that mean? I think I've forgotten my special teddy bear. I'm not going to be able to go.
Get down in your seat. Snap it in, load up the car, turn the key. Farewell to your friends, you will see them all again. Time to make some precious memories, cause we're going on a road trip.
Road trip!
Na 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 na. Packing up my pillow and my bear, we're going on a road trip.
Road trip!
Na 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 na. We won't stop this car till we get there. Now trees pass.
Emily, guess what?
What?
See some kids running off.
Oh, it's about that time.
It is. They are nodding off. And that means that we must be doing our job. And when we see that... That's just like some of the mommies and daddies, they're ready to say yay, too. You're going, maybe we are doing our job. Maybe we are doing our job very, very well. What to do. But I know some parents that when they see their children who have been playing all day start to lay their heads down, they've already dropped little Susie, and little Susie, we know that Jordan never does that. So that must mean that she's asleep. And this is a song, Emily, that we know that some of the parents love to hear because it means some of you are starting to go to sleep. And this is called Just Like a Star by Kareem Bailey Ray, because mommies and daddies love to see their children fall asleep.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. Love you. Still I You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive when everything.
Boys and girls who are joining us for this wonderful host and having our special
guest,
Emily,
joining
us today. Want to just sneak out the room?
Yes, it's time. That was a great song.
It is. And when you see them, they look so peaceful no matter what they did, no matter whether they were both yelling at their brothers and sisters or pushing the dog. You forget all of those things when you see their sweet little innocence.
You really do.
Now, do you have anyone that you would like to shout out to for being our special guest today?
I would love to say hi to my very close friend's new baby named Charlotte. So hi, Charlotte. I hope you're sleeping right now. Mommy and Daddy are having a nice night.
Oh. And I know they'll have a wonderful babysitter.
I hope so. I love to babysit.
And you can read them. Oh, the places you'll go.
Yes, I would love to read that book to Charlotte. When she gets a little older, she's only 2 months.
Oh, but they still love to hear the sound of your voice.
Yes. She's actually on a...
have to come. Oh, wow. And you're going to have to come and read your other book from Maine.
Oh, I would love to. Next time. Thank you.
And how was the boys and girls today?
They were very good.
And I want to thank them so much for listening to Angel's Bedtime Stories at Blake Radio Network and listening to you. They were so quiet. And they made sure they brushed their teeth before they even went to bed and had their water and put on their favorite PJs. And because you have been so special to us, we want to play this song because you were here and you had fun with us and you laughed with us and you read this favorite book, Where the Places Will Go. And it was so appropriate because we were on a road trip. So we would like to play this song for you. That is by Randy Neiman. And it's called You've Got a Friend.
No. That's so sweet.
Oh, you're welcome.
Got a friend in me.
Yes, you do.
You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. Got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. If you got trouble, I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, we can see it through. Cause you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
You have a friend, and you can come here anytime you want with Angel's Bedtime Stories. Emily, we just love having you.
Thank you so much for having me, Auntie. That was so much fun.
Oh, you're welcome. And we know that you're going to share that story with us for Maine because the kids would all love to hear how it is.
Oh, good. I would love to.
And we want to make sure, boys and girls, that you have a great time for the ones on the West Coast who aren't quite ready to go to sleep, but their mommy and daddy may have put them down for a nap because they need their rest. So we're going to close off with Lullaby because, after all, this is Until Bedtime Stories, and we're trying to get you to go to sleep. And this is by Jennifer Hudson, Lullaby. So good night, and see you next Sunday.
Good night. Thank you.
Lullaby, don't you cry.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.